This is the WTF Bach Podcast.
Right, that work those fingers.
The podcast about Johann Sebastian Bach, brought to you by his prodigal son, WTF Bach. Join WTF Bach as he guides your mind through a contrapuntal journey.
Why don't you let WTF Bach guide you?
And now, here's WTF Bach.
Hey, it's WTF Bach, Evan Chinners. I am bringing you another episode on the road at a temporary setup. I hope the sound is okay. There's a lot of sirens around, but don't worry, everything will be just fine. I am at a lovely piano, thanks to composer-pianist Michael Stephen Brown. I am at his 9-foot concert grand from the 19th century called Octavia. Born in 1893, redone since then, but of course I thought since I'm here with this lovely piano, I might as well try and capture some of it, even with these computer microphones, to get something to you, because today, April 24th, 2024, the first 3 albums of my complete Bach solo keyboard works that go on pre-sale on iTunes and other places where you can make a pre-sale. Now, naturally, you'll be able to sale, post-sale. You'll be able to stream and buy the albums wherever you want, everywhere you want, starting on May 17th. But if you're listening to this between April 24th and May 17th, why not have a pre-sale? Why not go see if somehow you can jolt this project to the top of the classical music charts when the full albums go on sale May 17th? But yes, I will put the links in the episode description if you can find it, my dear listeners, not in your hearts, but in your wallets to buy the albums on pre-sale. You'll be able to hear a track off each album and whet your appetite. Then in the coming months, you will hear on this podcast my voiceovers, the performance commentary, as it were. So yes, this introduction is naturally another grab at self-promotion, but not without something completely WTF Bach for the listeners. And that something today is a double or a double. Now, what is a double or what is a double? Just a little recommendation for my listeners in New York City. I went to my new favorite place last night called Burp Castle on East 7th Street in the East Village in Manhattan. And I knew I was going to like it immediately for 2 reasons. One, there are signs everywhere encouraging people to whisper. Yes, it's a bar where everyone whispers. And if the volume gets too loud, there are shushers. So I knew I was going to love this place from the start. You're kidding me, a bar where people are whispering? But then I also heard that every Tuesday night there's a guitarist playing Bach. So now I have 2 reasons to go to this place. So I entered the Burp Castle, and I asked about the guitarist, and I received a rather royal welcome to the castle when I mentioned that I was WTF Bach. The bartender said, "No way! You're WTF Bach!" He was so excited that the patrons started shushing him. "Well, that does it," he said. "I'm putting on Trevor Pinnock." So I was there, sipping a lovely sour beer, listening to Trevor Pinnock play through the Well-Tempered Clavier while everyone around me whispered. See, there are these beautiful sanctuaries of humanity left in this world, and the Burp Castle is one of them. So, if you're in New York City, go there, talk to Hank, the bartender, talk to him about Bach, tell him WTF Bach sent you, look for the guitarist Paul Spring. Now, sadly, I think Mr. Spring has ended his residency there that was 2 years long every Tuesday, but I've been in touch with Paul, and perhaps Paul and Hank can work something out again and start up the residency in this fall. And if that happens, I'll let my listeners know, and I'll even do my best to make an appearance and give a clavichord concert, since everyone will be whispering. So, many thanks for the warm welcome in Burp Castle, and if you're in New York, go have a beer there. Back to the Bach, back to the double, back to the double. You see this in Baroque music often. You see a dance, and then following the dance it says double. Now, it's actually a rather simple concept. The double is the same dance, the same harmonic structure, but now something is going twice as fast. Something is going double. It's usually a single melodic line that was going somewhat slowly and now is going twice as fast. Bach has several notable doubles in his oeuvre, and we're going to discuss a few of them. I know this is why you listen to the WTF Bach podcast. The point of the double is that should you actually play the sample, the simple, and the double, at the same time, that will make for something you would not hear in a live performance. So if you play them at the same time, you can sort of understand better the structure. You can see the melodic line now moving at twice the speed of what was just before. So that's what we're going to do here today. We're going to play the sample and the double in 2 different speakers, so you hear exactly how Bach's mind is working. Let's begin with the 6th English suite, where the saraband contains a double. I will play first the saraband, and you'll have to pardon me because I have to play it to a metronome in order to get this to work. So I will play first the sampler, the simple, and then you will hear the double sort of come out of it, and you will see. Is the saraband, the simple, as we would say. And now I'm going to play the double. The double will appear in the left speaker. Double in your left speaker, sample in the right. This example is particularly notable because the saraband ends in minor, but the double there ends in major, so you get to see this nice little crunch. And that will happen, you know. Bach will sort of step down slowly, maybe, say, through G natural in the simple, but then he'll sort of step down chromatically in the double. So when you put them over each other, you get these moments of just this nice little dissonance, and you go, whoa, where am I? And then, you know, he resolves it for you. Just to show you how difficult it is to overdub oneself in a recording, I'm going to now play the jig from the lute suite, the C minor lute suite, and then it's double. This is played by Eduardo Fernandez. I highly recommend this recording of all the lute suites, even it plays the first partita on the guitar. And you will hear how I've had to chop up a little bit his recording in order to make the ends meet, but you get the same idea here, this crunch. Now here's the jig and the double in two different speakers, Eduardo Fernandez. Thank you. Right, so that's what happens when you have a real recording, when someone plays the simple and then the double, and then you try and put them on top of each other, you realize that, you know, in live performance, things don't always work out. That is why the next to follow is a computer playing the MIDI file of a piece that relies entirely on the simple double form, and that is the B minor partita for solo violin. It is the second work in the collection of six partitas and sonatas for solo violin. The first is the G minor sonata, and then follows the B minor partita. Now, the B minor partita has an interesting form because it only has four dances, but each dance has a double. So, eight movements. We're going to play all four dance movements with the double simultaneously in various ways. So the first is the allemande. The allemande is very slow and expansive, and it contains lots of triplet movements. Now the double, it's a bit elusive, this double, because it's in cut time, meaning that in performance, the tempo would go twice as fast as the preceding movement. Now that is not the case, right? What the double is it's the double movement in the melodic interest. It is not double tempo, but in this case, when Bach writes cut time, the double does go twice as fast, so you could think of it almost as a quadruple. Here, we are not going to go quadruple. We are only going to go double so that you hear how everything lines up. But if you are a student of the B minor partita, don't make the mistake that other people do of playing the allemande in one tempo and then playing the double in the same tempo. The double goes twice as fast. But here it is. You'll hear slightly in your left speaker a very computerized sound. That is the allemande simple, and then slightly toward your right speaker, you will hear a piano sound. That is the allemande double. At the same time, this is what it all sounds like.
Thank you.
that is the Allemande. And you could tell if you were listening to the dubla there, the piano noise, if you were to play that in concert at that tempo, people would say, what's he doing? It's too slow. You know, you've got to, you have to pick up the tempo a bit. Now, speaking of picking up the tempo, the next dance is the courante, or the corrente, I believe, in this case. Now, this is where all violinists and everyone who plays this music get to really show off their chops, because the dubla of the corrente is marked presto, and that's just one line of B minor scales that goes faster than anything I know in the entire repertoire. You will hear now the same instrument, instead of two different instruments, you'll hear the same instrument, one in your left speaker playing the simple, and one in your right speaker playing the dubla. This is the corrente, second dance, third and fourth movements of the B minor partita for solo violin. Okay, so that is the corrente with the double at the same time. Very exciting. Now you get the idea. So we'll move on to the next dance, which is the saraband with the saraband double. And it's my absolute favorite moment in this piece. One of the greatest sarabands, in my opinion, ever written. The saraband in chords. Very nice to play the saraband on a keyboard instrument, because you don't have to roll the chords like you do on the violin. And then the double, which flows from it, is in triples. Very, very beautiful, this movement. Thank you. An absolute marvel, that piece. The next time you are with a friend who plays Bach, do this, and you switch off between the doubles and the samples and see how it goes. You should hear this yourself. You should absolutely hear this yourself. If you're two violinists and you think, what can we play? What did Bach write for two violins? Well, he wrote this, and you can play the simple at the same time as the double, and this is the product. It's beautiful. Now, the last dance, the last two movements, Tempo di Burrea, so a burre, right, a very drunken dance, and I've played this meticulously to the metronome just so you could hear how crunchy the double differs from the simple. And this is the last piece in the B minor partita for solo violin, the Tempo di Burrea, at the same time as its doubla. Thank you. have it. That is the B minor partita for solo violin, the four dances, and the four doublas at the same time. So you heard it twice as fast because we studied the double. That's what it's all about. So the next time you're at a Baroque evening and you see double on the program, that's exactly what double means. Double the movement, twice the melodic intensity. So just a very quick episode for everyone today. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you so much for writing me and your suggestions and your comments, your feedback, your donations. I really thrive off of it. And the album is on pre-sale today. The albums, plural, all three albums are on pre-sale today, April 24th, 2024. They will be on full sale or post-sale, whatever you want to call it, on May 17th. So thanks very much for buying that, downloading that, streaming that, sharing it everywhere that you can share things. And that's all I've got. Hope you enjoyed it. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Join Evan's Substack, All Things in the Mind of Evan Shinner, wtfbach.substack.com. Thank you for listening. This podcast exists because of listeners like you. Support on PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo. You can find all relevant links in the episode description. Thank you for listening. 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 Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This has been presented by Evan Shinners for WTF Bach. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to WTF Bach. And thank you so much for listening to WTF Bach Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the WTF Bach Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Your support means everything.